The effigy of the president is a chilling reminder of another event in Duluth 92 years ago. That's when three black men were lynched by a mob in the city's downtown. From that tragedy came the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial, named for the murdered men. Memorial co-founder Henry Banks read a statement from the memorial committee saying it was an assault on Duluth's integrity.
It was an act of injustice and exclusion. It was an ugly, hateful, and blatantly racist way to express one's opposition to our nation's first African-American president on Election Day. As a community, we cannot tolerate bigotry and hate.
Community activist Raina Crow says it's vital to speak out against this kind of thing.
What it says to me that this happened in Duluth is that it's still not safe to be a person of color in this community. It just breaks my heart.
Crow believes this behavior comes from hateful talk on radio and TV as well as social media. Clayton Jackson McGee board member Richard Harbaugh agrees.
We really need to change the culture that makes these kind of acts okay or even funny. You know, they're not funny, but they're definitely not okay, and these people need to realize what they've done.
The Duluth chapter of the NAACP calls the hanging of the Obama effigy a terrorist threat to people of color. Duluth police have made no arrests. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.